This is High Society Radio on Gas Digital Network. With your host, Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
How the hell is the show going to change?
Well, Lewis,
I'm just talking about goddamn Rare Pepe's last week.
Featuring Bronx Johnny and Chris from Brooklyn.
I'm just saying Lewis doesn't like the intro. We might have to
kidding me?
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, whatever. You were saying you kind of wanted to change it anyway.
Yeah, on my own fucking terms.
So change it.
Make the new boss happy.
Oh, yeah, he is our boss, right? El Jefe?
Is that
what you call it in the Hispanic community?
Yeah, Jefe.
Yeah, it's great. Ain't gonna fucking happen, Gomez. Ain't gonna happen.
High Society Radio. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to
the What the fuck?
What was that?
What the fuck was that?
What?
What fucking intro was that? Are that's we, not into the fucking show.
Are we Illuminati now? I'm not even hyped up.
We talked about it last week. It's the new intro to the show.
What?
Yeah.
We didn't even sign off on it.
What are you talking about?
I never heard that before.
No, that's... what? How did you not hear it?
I heard it right now.
Yeah, you just heard it.
I feel like a crazy person, Gomez. First of all...
I mean, you're talking to somebody who's not here.
The goddamn other boss, Ralph Sutton's here. Johnny won't even goddamn go to the bathroom in his fucking toilet. That's really weird.
He can't go. It's the man's house.
That's
he's
very
here.
Strange.
He's you know, here. I feel bad.
You know that? You know that leads to, Johnny? It leads to shitting yourself. This is High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Shot 8.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. All three of us are here. I don't know what the fuck that intro was.
I can't believe you don't like that new intro.
Same crew, just different intro. I don't know
I'll tell you one thing. That new intro, you know, our boss, Luis J. Gomez, helped create that intro. And I'll be honest, like, you know, I feel really at home now. It's not, you know.
You got some hair in between your teeth from on his nuts.
Oh, do I?
God damn it.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, that, it's just like a welcome, here. It's like a gift. You know what I mean?
What? Like, no, like man, that's not what we network. Are, bro. It's a gift I don't want, Luis J. Gomez.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, dude. I feel like
I don't
before,
want to be ungrateful, but, you know.
I feel like maybe before we felt like, you know, just a placeholder show while other people's contract negotiations were going on.
I mean,
now I really feel like part of the Gas Digital family.
I'm ungrateful on purpose, Johnny, all the time.
I know that shit, but.
Really? Because I don't see our guy. They changed the intro. I don't see our goddamn logo up there on the wall.
It's going to be there next week.
I need new Jack, son.
It's Gas Digital Network. GasDigitalNetwork.com. You go there. You get some merch for Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, the SDR show. And the real, I guess, Luis J. Gomez's real ass podcast. I don't know. I'll fucking make a new intro for his.
Shout out to the whole station that was on Fox News today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to Ralph Sutton.
That's what's up.
That's the man right there.
I hope you saw Shep Smith. I see Shep Smith smoking outside.
That's my
all the time.
Dude, son. Shep is like a real American. He's like real Stan Smith.
He's a man. He's a major dude.
Oh, yeah, son. Pipe and everything.
You know, Johnny, first of all, I'm going to shoot Luis J. Gomez a strongly worded email.
I didn't. Oh, well. I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Listen, dude, I'm not a goddamn school shooter, okay?
You know, they always.
Make that joke.
This is being recorded on a Thursday, and they typically let people go from jobs on a Friday so they don't just show up at the office.
Yeah, we won't find out until
tomorrow.
Fired
already? I mean, episode 3? Jesus Christ. But Johnny, if you feel uncomfortable using someone's bathroom where you have to poop, you're going
to
end up shitting yourself, like I said before.
I can probably just
and you know
how
I learned that? Because it happened to me.
Because
one day at Hunter Cottle, for a while there, like I wouldn't
shit yourself here.
I went no, not here. Oh. Like this is like I would think this is 15 years ago maybe or 14 years ago. I feel old.
Yeah.
And I was going to Hunter College, and at the time I had a thing about using public toilets or whatever. I must have been like 20 years old.
Wasn't your thing?
I was 19.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, screw this. I'm going to, I'm going home. I have to shit.
You didn't want
to
use the fucking public urinals and shit.
No. I wasn't going to shit in the urinal, Johnny. And then,
look at you and your white privilege.
That's right.
Damn, bro.
White that's shits matter. That's what I usually, tweet out most of the time.
I mean,
time.
That probably means you're dehydrated. And
it is usually pretty
a
light.
Bit. Your shit does tell you a lot.
So then I'm on the train. It's about a 12 minute train ride from Hunter College to my home. If I catch all the trains, I caught all the trains.
Why don't you just go to Starbucks?
But because I'm telling you, dude, I had a problem with shitting in public.
Even Starbucks, all white people do that. That's their McDonald's for urban people. Let's go to Starbucks. I got to piss.
I use a Burger King. That's where I prefer now.
Yeah. What nice. Is it? First of all, I found out last week after the show we talked about Burger King's hot dogs and how that could not
great.
Possibly
it was
be good.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
And you were just like, I love Burger King. I would love a hot dog from Burger King.
Yeah, and I do love Burger King because it's a great goddamn grilled hot dog. So I then go to, I'm on the subway, and the fucking train gets stuck in the tunnel.
Oh.
And I'm just standing there.
Shout out to the MTA.
Sweating.
Eesh.
Feeling horrible.
You sweat profusely.
Trying to keep it in.
Nah, you can't.
And so like I make it to my stop, Johnny.
No.
And then I take one step off of the subway car. And proceed to shit myself.
On
a subway platform.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of felt that in the gut.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny.
Oh.
And guess what?
Eesh.
After that day, I'll shit anywhere.
You couldn't even duck walking out of there? That's kind of rough, man.
I was walking down the street with shit going down my leg, okay? It was and I had to walk home in that. And then I ran into my neighbor and I had to take the elevator up with him, stinking of feces.
I'm going to try to hold it inside.
Chris, do you have a problem shitting in places?
No.
In public places?
Not this isn't a public place. This is somebody's home. It's our studios. This portion?
Yeah, it's even better.
This shit is somebody else's home. They have fancy peppermint soap in the bathroom.
Look, I feel it's a very nice home. It's a very nice studio.
There's skulls in there and shit. It's very nice.
A skull?
There's a metal skull in it.
Skull. You pronounce skull like skull.
I don't know. I can't fucking say it.
Chewing it up and spitting? Chewing in there?
Oh, man. It's a fucking nice bathroom, though.
It's a very nice bathroom.
Oh, there's two of them in there. Only one's working right now. No complaints.
Wow. You see this fucking guy?
The new intro was also you fucking great. Guy? Did you drop your cane there, Fetty Blassie?
I did drop mine. Whoa, Chris is using a cane.
Oh, Chris, man.
Tell us what happened.
I had foot surgery last week.
Yeah, but how'd it go, man?
It went fine. I just have to walk with a cane, and I have this this boot that I don't know if people can see.
Boof.
Wow, you're like a prostitute. You got that up pretty nice and hot.
Yeah, I know. Boof. I had debilitating surgery, still more limber than either of you two bastards.
I have short legs, you cocksucker.
Boot. I don't want people with boots on this show. I get
you're making a lot of demands on the show tonight. I don't know how many more I can listen to.
On some real shit, though, like you freaked me the fuck out, though, because you said you went under the gas. And fucking midway through surgery, you woke up. And I was like, how the fuck does that happen?
You didn't tell me. You woke up in the middle of the fucking surgery?
Yeah, I tried to get off the table.
What?
Because I was high as fuck.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah, you're high as fuck.
I basically woke up, and they were like, I was startled, and they, don't worry, you're still in the hospital. And I was like, oh. And I just assumed they were done, so I started to get up. And they're like, no, because my foot was still fucking open.
Oh, that's freaked out, man. Dude.
Yeah, and then they just was like, this is just lay down, and then they just hit the and I just went right back out.
So they what, they pumped you full of juice or gas?
No, just some whatever's in a needle. I don't really remember.
I guess what's that called? I guess anesthesia, right? Is that
anesthesia?
Is that the word they use?
I don't know the exact chemical they use.
Sure.
But that's what it kinda is. But I would have figured they would have gone off your body. That's how they're supposed to do it, off your body weight. So I don't know how they halved you on this shit.
I mean, I don't
not
know.
Even
the man has a goddamn career of drug doing. I mean,
well,
his tolerance.
Too. His tolerance is something to be admired, kids.
Yeah, apparently.
It's pretty nice, actually. I would have thought, like, as a precaution, they just strap you down while they do surgery, depending, like...
I mean, most people don't wake up, John.
You didn't.
Hard-ass motherfuckers wake
you
up.
You didn't fucking tap. I give you that, son. So, sleeper hold don't work on you, dog.
No. Did you,
I killed Roddy Piper.
No.
We all know Johnny killed Roddy Piper.
How do you did you feel like that good high right before you passed out?
Yeah, it was nice. And then all day I was kind of fucked up. Johnny was getting annoyed at me. I was sending him very vulgar texts.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's not like you. But you do that when you're sober anyway.
He's pretty pleasant on texts.
I
don't get one word answers from this guy.
Oh, you're lucky if you get an answer from me.
Well, I get one word. Yep. Nope.
Yep. Nope. Stop texting me.
You're a goddamn greedy lover, son. I can tell that off
of the God, I'm selfish. I'm just a selfish bad man is what I am.
Yeah, you don't even lift your gut before you go in, right?
No, God, just, no. The gut's just there. It's all, here, look at it.
It's all tip to pooch.
I kind of feel like right now I'm running a fucking tag team. I'm Mr. Fuji. This dude's like fucking a part of a like a horseman kind of clique.
Okay.
And you're some like bad dude that's faking it like Bob Orton with a fucking cane. With a bad club foot or some shit.
It's just a
man,
weapon.
Weird. I'm like,
the foot's just a weapon. I wrestle with it, but there's a brick in the, in the boot.
Exactly, yeah.
Old school just.
So why do you put yourself, you could just be the third member of the fucking.
I'd rather be the man. I'm kind of small. I'd rather be the manager.
The Captain Lou Albano?
Look. Oh, Mr. Fuji, more or less.
Bob Backlund was a big man. He held the fucking strap, all right?
Yeah, but he turned family against each other. I didn't really like that.
Really? What happened?
Remember Survivor Series? They had that I Quit match. He put him in that chicken wing. He made Owen go get the dad, and dad had to throw in the towel for Brett.
Really?
Brett didn't want to quit.
I don't remember this at all.
Heart-wrenching moments.
There's large parts of my memory that are gone, but damn, maybe that, I guess that wrestling match was part of it.
It was a good match.
I guess so.
Glad a fucking good rating on that.
It's High Society Radio. It's on the Gas Digital Network. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. There's all sorts of merch on there that you can purchase. I mean, look, summer's coming, and I would be rocking all these t-shirts at all times. Like, I mean,
one of those.
Is that even for sale?
Not yet.
Right. Not yet.
I'm working on it. I'm actually working on a different design.
We could throw that one up there too, though.
Not yet.
That's a classic.
What's it gonna look like?
It's going to be our regular logo. This
sleeveless?
This is the classic logo. It's going to be our regular logo.
I just want sleeveless shirts for this.
Yeah,
show. I want all our fans to show up the fucking guts.
Shout out to the sleeveless crew, bro.
Or just wife beaters. Can we just get wife beaters?
Oh, man. Everybody loves a good wife beater.
I guess.
I can't wait. I can't wait to rock this high. I'll just do the goddamn show in a goddamn wife beater.
It's so fucking sad, man.
I mean, I haven't left the house in a week. I mean, this is the first time I've left. I mean, and
really, you haven't been out of the house the entire time.
I mean, I'm not really. I've been like I'm not supposed to leave the house. I really shouldn't. I'm not supposed to be here. The doctor would probably be annoyed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you like
supposed to just have my foot elevated. And the worst part, I'm just like wearing sweatpants all the time. Like,
yo, when Chris came in,
we laughed.
Either of you ever seen me in a pair of sweatpants?
I have, you guinea bastard.
In my house. Exactly. I just feel like I'm becoming like a sweatpants guy. And
He's always reading like racing forums in front of his building and shit. It's very guinea-esque.
You're a sweatpants guy now. Just accept it.
How your balls, man?
My balls?
How your balls?
They're breathing well in these sweats.
There you go. That's why people do it. And then when we get those High Society Radio wife beaters, oh man.
I'm just saying, it's just something about wearing sweatpants every day for a week.
Get your nice little thin gold chain.
Give up on life.
No, it's going to make you feel good. You know?
I've been on a pretty strict cleanse myself.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, you just took a swig off a beer.
This is the first beer I've had in a week.
It looks like someone's going soft.
I've been eating
I don't know about that.
Vegetables Adderall. In my house mostly.
Vegetables? Ew.
I can't eat Adderall because I can't have extra blood flow to my foot because it popped the stitches. I only ate Percocet the first night.
And why did you snort the rest of it? I mean, is that because you said ate it? I only ate one. Snorted the rest.
I only had the one.
It was fantastic. High as a kite right now, everyone.
Oh, man.
Jesus, Johnny.
No.
What's wrong?
I got a shit. I got a shit, son.
Well, then you fucking better go.
Now, here's the thing. You'd be shitting in that bathroom if Ralph wasn't here. You would just...
I haven't shit even when he's not here. This is man's home. He's, like, done stuff in his room. The bathroom's in his room. I feel weird about that. It's like, yo, people fuck like right across the hole from that.
Johnny, you're going to embarrass us on the third show?
Oh, my God, no. I'm going to hold it, son.
I don't think you can.
I think I can. It's so hot in here.
I told you we got to for this.
It's like really hot in here. Oh, my God, I got to shit so hard.
Then go, because I don't want something to happen in the studio.
No, son, it's not going to happen in the studio. I got on khakis, dog.
Ew. Boo, you're all disappointing me today.
Oh, my God.
You're all disappointing me.
It's so hot. Oh, it's so hot in here.
Yeah, once it's the summer, if we don't get fired before then, it's going to be great. Just
we're not keeping that intro. I'm going to let Louis J, Hefe, you can't keep that intro, man.
I'm not going to call you him Hefe anymore.
You signed us to be real, bro.
That was a term of endearment.
Real recognizes
real.
So.
I don't know what's wrong with you. That's a great intro.
Oh.
It wasn't run by me. I don't know where it came from. Or what? I guess where it came from. It came from Gomez.
He just shoved it down our throats and didn't even look at us.
What are you talking about? He sent it to me. We've been talking about it for a week.
Well, why wouldn't you tell me?
You don't answer emails.
You didn't tell me.
Or text.
You're the person who, when I send you a prep sheet for the show, you're too lazy to read all the way to the right.
Oh, yeah. When was that revealed? 2 weeks ago, I think?
That was a bit of a while. That was about a month ago.
Just like, oh, I didn't read that. I was like, what do you mean? It's the first one. He's like, I didn't read all the way over.
It's over, son. Yeah.
I thought it got the gist of it from the first half of the sentence. I don't know
how it's the first word. It didn't say any of these things that on the sheet that doesn't start with pepper.
It's not about me. Fuck it. Why would we talk about it? I'm a crazy, selfish, narcissistic piece of shit.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I like how you got a second button-down shirt, though.
Oh, I went to JCPenney, dude. Well, I didn't go to a JCPenney. I went to JCPenney.com. I have a JCPenney credit card.
Wow, son. And, gas digital money's coming in that early.
And bought a bunch of button-down shirts, you know, because I'm like, a baller now.
So the JCPenney credit card. The credit card held by new mothers in trailer parks and college freshmen everywhere.
And this fucking guy. Yeah. That's the only fucking company that'll give me credit. Oh. It's great. Hey, you know what? I'm fucking spending, too.
Don't make that noise. Sounds like water splashing. No.
Come on, Josh. Oh. Fucking do it. Oh. Seriously, you're going to be useless unless you get that out of you.
Oh, I can't. I can't. I can stick this out. I had a couple more. What were we at? A couple more hours.
Yeah, we're doing 4 hours.
I'm losing time, son. I'm losing time.
We're doing 4 hours.
My balls hurt me.
You know what? This show is an hour a goddamn week.
We do it right, though.
So you
quality
you
hour.
Only have to not be able to have, you only, there's only 1 hour out of the week where you don't have to shit or piss.
Oh,
and
man.
You shoot, and this is the hour.
Or you just don't bring it up for the hour.
It was yeah, a busy you, day,
yeah,
son.
Keep it to yourself.
Just let it go.
It's so hot in here. I can't. It's so hot in here.
I think you feel hot, Chris?
Oh. It's a little warm in here.
It is warm.
I'm fine.
You I cool because you got your shades on there, pretty boy.
Yeah, thank you. I am pretty. I appreciate that compliment. Thank you. That was real compliment, right? He wasn't being sarcastic.
But damn, dude, you look like you fucking sad and shit.
I mean,
I'm sad and stuff.
I'm like very stir crazy. I can't, you know. Like I said, it's not fun to just lay on the couch.
But
with your
you have
up.
So many hobbies. If anybody could be laid up and be good, it would probably be you.
I bought some throwing knives and some lockpicks.
What?
You did brag about the lockpicking. I thought I misheard you.
I threw that on Reddit.
Oh god.
I did. I bought some lockpicks and some locks and some throwing knives.
That's good to know, though.
Is it hard to pick a lock?
I actually got through, like, I can't get through these master locks that I have, but I got through, like, 3 or 4 padlocks in my house.
Yeah, he was
and
so
I had
happy.
A cylinder
it was
lock
awesome.
Like, in, like, 25 minutes.
Like, did it?
I'm a lock picking prodigy.
Did
I'm
you do, just, like,
I'm
YouTube?
Bringing back the ancient art of cat burgling.
Well, it's a good time to have just in case we get fired and we need a place to record.
Yeah.
You never hear about cat burglars anymore. I think there might have been one, like some apartment got like.
I think they just call them burglars now.
Yeah, there's no cat burglars. There's nothing like finesse to it. It's electronics now. You're hacking.
It's all home invasions. It's all that second Purge movie.
That's it.
What happened in the second Purge? I only watched the first Purge movie.
I didn't like
it. Wasn't that about a home invasion or was that the first one?
The first one was the home invasion.
Okay. And the second one is, I don't know. Then I don't know what happens in the second
one. I know there's a third one now.
The black dude takes the lead.
It's about Johnny taking a shit after the show.
Well, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
There's the third Purge one. This movie is starring the black dude from the first one.
It's the guy from Creed, man.
Which guy from Creed?
Creed.
It's not Creed. Creed, what, the kid?
Yeah.
The kid isn't fucking
Carl Weathers?
No, not Carl Weathers. Creed, the kid from Creed, right?
Sabretooth?
No.
You're racist, dude. That's not the. It's like
you
an
sure?
old black dude.
I'm gonna have to IMDb that.
First of all, you're fucking the shit is fucking going up in here.
Stop!
Your name.
Stop! Please don't say that, man. Please don't say that.
I'm telling you, man. He's gonna fucking shit himself.
He's got sepsis, but in his brain.
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
That's when your intestines burst, right?
No,
Dana, help me out.
No.
What? Is that what sepsis is? When your intestines burst and shit gets into your bloodstream?
Yes.
You got that, but now it's gotten into your brain.
Oh, I can hold it.
Dana is a medical intern also. That's what everyone doesn't know.
I love it.
It's pretty great.
I'm kind of a know-it-all. You can ask me just about anything except sports.
Well, I knew it. It's just these sports. Two super... I mean, Chris Stanley, the second most informed person on the show, didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I could have made something up.
All right, I can't. I got...
Get the fuck out of here. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Get out.
Hurts.
I'm sick of hearing you bitching
It hurts.
Your shits. Oh. We're trying to do a show.
Yeah, is it toilet paper there?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, it's a bathroom. Ralph's got a swank apartment. He's either got 3 seashells or a roll of toilet paper in there.
God, I love those 3 seashells. They never explain, right?
No.
Love Demolition Man.
I'll be honest. I think I said this on the show, but both Indonesia and Japan, their shitter game is way better than us from when I was over. Well, like in Indonesia, they have like a hose that you can use to wash your ass after you shit.
Like a bidet?
No, like it's like, you know, the hose that's on your sink to wash your dishes? It's like that, but it's connected to the toilet.
And you're just hosing your ass and your balls off?
If you choose. If it's like a real, I mean, that Indonesian food is spicy. You know, something can happen. And you know, and in every toilet in Japan has a bidet attached.
Every single one.
Every one that I was on.
Damn, son.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's weird. Even on the plane on Japan Airlines on the way home.
What?
Yeah.
How was Japan Airlines? Is it pretty cool?
It's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I said this also, but like the one thing I really respect about the Asian airlines, I took a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They do not play that equal opportunity shit that we play in the States. All young, very cute. Like stewardesses, just very cater to your needs. They're just like, no fatties. You know,
come on, man.
What?
Don't be so offensive to the show. Jesus Christ!
I'm not being offensive to the show. I'm just saying.
I'm not speaking correctly.
It's like Southwest Airlines in the 70s.
Well, there's a lot of hot broads on there in the 70s. I don't know.
Yeah, you never saw those old commercials?
No.
Yeah, that was their thing.
Was like where the
you
hot
had to
stewardess.
Be hot back in the day to be a stewardess.
Yeah.
So like the hot stewardess thing came from there.
Mm-hmm. Basically, like stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. I mean, so then Japanese airlines do the same thing now?
Yeah. They just like kept it going. They did the tradition.
Smoke?
No, you definitely can't smoke.
God damn it. Could you smoke in the bars in Japan?
You're not supposed to in Tokyo, but I think, you know, like the local bars, they just do it and it doesn't matter.
Oh, hell yeah. So were you in bars that people were smoking at?
Yeah, I was in a couple. I just went to some random places and I was like, meh. That's how I knew I wasn't supposed to be there, because I went in there and people were smoking.
So,
as long as Johnny's seen a shit, I'm going to arrest the old dog here. Put it up on his chair.
How much does it hurt?
It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but it definitely, if I move funny, it definitely hurts.
You should start moving funny more.
Yeah,
I think you should start dancing.
It's something that I never do when I'm healthy. I should do when I'm completely injured.
I think you're
injured.
A great dancer. Don't you fucking say anything different.
Mm, thanks.
I don't know, man. I hope Johnny's okay, because you know, I mean, I was surprised he actually did it. To be totally honest,
he went and took a shit.
Yeah, I'm surprised
during the show. Yeah,
I thought he. I thought he
very
was
unprofessional.
Do it.
I mean, first of all, you're shitting on you're shitting on the new intro that our boss made for us.
Yeah,
and Johnny.
What the fuck is this shit?
Why are you dressed like that?
How you doing, big guy? I heard somebody made a fucking wish. I'm here to fucking grant it. Juan Cena, motherfucker.
What?
I can't.
Juan Cena, son.
I really wish I couldn't see this.
Juan Cena. Woo! What's good, son? How you feeling, bro?
What are you doing?
How are you feeling?
My foot kind of hurts.
How was your shit, bro? I fucking
why do you have the whole outfit?
Hey, man. Can't see you right now.
That's because you have a lazy eye and you took your glasses off. It's happening.
You're gonna be out. You took the fucking glasses off, dude.
All right. I'm not breaking character. I just can't see his pain. Sound like you're in a lot of pain, though, bro.
Yeah, my foot kind of hurts. It's not make a wish level. I don't know why.
I thought you died.
I don't know why the Mexican export John Cena is here.
Where'd you get?
John can't go everywhere.
Where'd you get all this
John Cena gear?
I wear this shit as part of the company. I go to fucking sick kids, fucking sick guaps and shit. Waps, all that good stuff.
What are you doing?
He's hurting.
Crazy.
Look at that. He's smiling now, though.
Yeah, this is bizarre.
Woo, son. You're
making him sadder.
No, he's good.
I am.
If I can take your
sadder.
Foot and F5 it or whatever John does, I do that shit.
What is John Cena's finishing?
I don't even fucking know.
I think he calls it the attitude adjustment.
Is it the AA? Oh, yeah,
he used to call it the
AA.
FU, which was
well, I'm going to do AA then to your foot. So you feel better.
Why, wouldn't that hurt more?
Give me your leg.
No, stop. Don't touch my leg.
Come on, give me your leg.
Just don't.
Put it on my shoulder and I'll fucking.
I don't think that's a good idea, John. I mean, Juan.
Can't see shit. Can't see. I really can't.
You
see
put your
shit.
Glasses
yeah,
back
I really
on.
Can't.
What are you like Santa's elves?
You're not, I'm gonna need you. Can't.
You're like Mick Foley, but with John Cena right
to
now.
The fucking bathroom.
You're
right
gonna
now.
Have to do the rest of the show dressed like that.
I can't
that,
really.
Right?
I can't see for shit.
That's fine.
Three
but
Pepper Hicks.
You're gonna sit down. Sit down. Sit down, John.
His foot's there.
Just Chris, move your bad foot.
Did you just come out of taking a shit wearing as a make a wish for me?
Yeah, son. I felt bad.
I wish I.
I
had,
hope you.
I wish this. I wish this had never happened.
Me too. Because I feel crazy.
You would think that I have a t-shirt on now, it'd be cooler in here, but I'm warmer. These shirts are actually pretty hot. It's very warm.
You've lost your mind, haven't you?
Oh, my God. I felt bad. Look how sad he looks. He's usually not this sad.
He's sad. He's this sad on the inside.
I mean, I feel sad for you.
No, I'm fine, son. Look at that smile. Look at that winning smile.
Both of your younger brothers are independent pro wrestlers, and you're dressed as their nemesis.
Well, at this point, I'm the one making the money.
Is John Cena a nemesis to the independent wrestling scene?
Yeah, he's just going to go. Johnny's just going to go. I mean, Juan is just going to go home and bury his little brothers now.
Oh, yeah, God. Son. They'll get half. They'll get a two count if I'm fucking feeling up for it.
Oh, you think Cena's a dick behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah, son. He ended Daniel Bryan's career.
What do you mean he ended Daniel Bryan's career?
You never saw that match where he fucked with the turnbuckle?
I don't watch wrestling anymore.
Dude, what are you doing?
I don't know. Not watching wrestling.
You have Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix.
Check out Thunder in Paradise. It should be on. It's a fucking classic.
I don't think Thunder in Paradise is on fucking Netflix.
It did like 10 episodes. It should be on it.
It was more than that. Thunder in Paradise.
That ran for a few seasons.
Yeah, a couple seasons. What, TNT, I think? Yeah, because it was on, WCW was on TNT, right? Or was it TBS?
Thunder, I think.
Well, Thunder in Paradise was syndicated, because I definitely saw it on like Channel 11. It was basically just Knight Rider and Baywatch combined, right?
I don't
With
know.
Jack Lemmon's son was on the show. He was his like co-pilot.
Didn't they have
boat ride?
It was a boat, right? It was a boat that
turned
stealth or invisible.
I bet you wish he's
had
that.
It was Knight Rider, but combined with Baywatch.
That's did Hogan own the boat? Please stop fucking. There's Mike's side. Did Hogan? Did Hogan own the boat? And did he what? Solve crimes with it?
Well, no, he solved international fucking crimes with
it. Was he a cop?
He was an ex-SEAL mercenary kind of dude.
Dan, can you look up the backstory of Thunder in Paradise?
We ask for such weird shit. She must hate us.
Because, I mean, it doesn't seem like a dude on the beach to just have a stealth government technology in a boat. I remember, wasn't Sting like his nemesis on that show? Like Sting
It was Giant Gonzalez.
No, dude, I know Sting showed up on that show.
Oh, yeah, they did like a WCW promo for it, though.
That's pretty cool.
It was Sting, British Bulldog against Colonel Parker.
No, I'm talking about fucking Sting as a character on the TV show.
I don't recall that.
You're crazy. You're dressed as fucking John Cena. Was it Juan Cena?
Juan Cena, motherfucker. That's good. Get it right. That's good. Get it right.
That's
okay. Do we want to hear what
the premise of the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Thunder in Paradise is a 1-hour action adventure TV series from the creators of Baywatch, which stars Hulk Hogan, Chris Lemon, and Carl Alt.
Okay.
The first run syndicated TV series originally premiered as a straight-to-video feature film in 93, then ran for one season in 94 before being canceled.
Did they say what it's about? What it's about? Why does he own this boat? That's all I want to know.
Give me one second. He bought it at Magnum P.I.'s garage sale.
Magnum P.I. definitely didn't have a stealth boat in the 80s.
Yeah. You think Carl Alt wants to delete that from his IMDb page?
He's good money, so Carl needs the money. Chris Lemon, though. Mm. Didn't work out too well for him.
Did you just say you're attracted to Chris Lemon?
I mean, he does love a lemon party.
We all love a lemon party around here.
Fantastic.
Okay, so these two guys are ex-Navy SEALs that are working as mercenaries on the Florida Gulf Coast, and their futuristic high-tech boat, nicknamed Thunder, they travel around the world fighting various criminals and villains. However, they're forced to balance their dangerous undercover work with the responsibilities of raising widower Spencer's young daughter, Jessica, who lives with them.
I thought that was his daughter. Damn.
So, okay, they're mercenaries. You're right. They're mercenaries who have this boat for some reason. They solve crimes.
Holy shit. Is that the reason why cocaine was so expensive in the 90s?
I guess so, Johnny.
Goddamn Thunder. Motherfucker.
Oh, they must have been stopping. There must have been multiple episodes of drug smugglers, right? I mean, it's like, that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe an episode with pirates.
Been every episode, to be totally.
Well, yeah. Somali pirates, maybe. They were ahead of the trend, I guess.
That's pretty cool. Goddamn. I mean, I missed that show. I mean, I hope it is on Netflix. Yes. I mean, I haven't checked.
I'm sure it's on YouTube if it's not on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have the premiere episode. It's pretty good. Giant Gonzalez is on.
I heard they're bringing it back as part of the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got a boat. So anything that takes gas.
That's good.
Yeah, they're going to give Kevin Nash a podcast here. Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Because
it's the type of gas. Yeah, he's also Big Sexy.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah, Diesel would make the most sense. Yes. Yeah.
And sticking with the gas theme.
This is Diesel on the Gas Digital Network.
See, now, stuck with the gas theme when Johnny went to take a shit. We lost it when he came back this travesty.
I guess you've had a mental breakdown.
I'm feeling good. I'm happy my friend is smiling again.
You are smiling again. And I like to see that.
My brother got a wish from the Make-A-Wish Foundation back in the day. Yeah, but instead of taking a trip, like something cool, he just asked for a PlayStation.
Oh, that's mad doable.
But wait a minute.
And they gave him mad PlayStation games. And they would just send him PlayStation games like every couple of months, like the newest games for years.
Your brother's
years.
Still alive. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody that gets to make. My buddy who has the box at Barclays, the Make-A-Wish Foundation contacted him about this kid to go see wrestling.
Yeah.
So I went there the Monday after SummerSlam. They had Raw at the Barclays. So I went, and he was like, listen, there's going to be like a young kid in the box. Like, he's Make-A-Wish. And I was like, and I got there. He's like, yes, the same kid. I mean, he's really fucking hanging on, this kid.
Anyone else notice this kid's doing better?
I thought it was for, like, you're on your deathbed ready to fucking go kind of shit.
Well, I think the PlayStation they'll just do if you're just in the hospital for a few years.
That's nice.
You know, Jesus. It was just and they weren't going to, like, meet. He wasn't going to meet Bono. They might have sent him to Disneyland or something.
I don't know why. I don't think the kids request the people they meet, though. You ever think about that? Who the fuck asks for Bono or Madonna or some shit? I don't fucking care.
I mean, in the 90s.
Maybe. Like, now maybe you would ask for, like, Matt and Trey. From South Park.
I mean, I would. I don't think some fucking 10-year-old kid with leukemia would. I don't think Connor asked for that.
Well, kind of should have asked for a little bit longer to
Billy
live,
Bob
huh?
Thornton to come around. Hey, Sling Blade. I love you, dude. I love you. You're the man.
A.K.A. Bad Santa. That's the dude, son.
Yeah, Bad Santa.
The man from Fargo, season
Fun
1.
Fun fact. Joel and Ethan Coen did heavy rewrites on Bad Santa. I almost consider that a Coen Brothers film.
Nah.
Yeah, they did. They were the executive producers, but apparently did massive rewrites.
On the first season of Fargo?
No, on Bad Santa.
Oh, really?
I'm confusing everyone now.
Yeah.
Movie's cursed, you know that, right?
So,
I mean, I'm still confused by this outfit change.
Yeah, I'm.
Are you actually one of John Cena's elves?
If he wants me to be in, there's money in it. I'll be whatever you want today, son.
What? Like, what? You just call him like son. Like,
can I have the rest of this beer?
No, you cannot. You fucking took the wrong beer, you piece of shit. I hate this shit.
Johnny's drinking. Johnny bought me a Stella, and I took a Heineken.
You're just bargaining over alcohol.
No, it's just.
I thought I got to make a wish.
You got your wish.
My wish is to have the rest of your beer.
How's your foot feeling?
Oh,
I mean, it's all
right. That's all right then. It's better than what you came in.
I would bet Hicks's knees are worse shaped than my foot.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You crippled sons of bitches.
When I remember when I got my knee surgery, as I was going out.
How old are you, man?
I'm 32 years young.
Young is the word you want to use, huh?
As I'm on the wrong side of 30, dog. I like saying that. I think it's a fun way to say it, you know? As I was going out, like the crew, it wasn't at a hospital. It was like at a surgical center in the city.
Yeah,
like a random
that's why I had mine at a surgical center as well, bro. In Sheepshead Bay though, so yours was probably a little snazzier.
See, oh yeah, Manhattan,
bro.
Oh, yeah.
bro.
Little Sheepshead Bay. So these as they were like very jolly, the anesthesia crew. As I was going out, the fucking the nurse just started doing MICKEY. They were singing they were like,
sure you weren't just high.
Were you watching fucking?
I'm fucking positive.
Were you watching Full Metal Jacket? Maybe.
No, this lady's like, "Here comes the go juice."
You always say you're in a world of shit. I don't know, man.
I am in a world of shit. Goddamn, man. Yeah, I think anesthesiologists are real weird.
Yo, they mad cool. I met a couple. Yo, they travel the country. You know that too.
It's
right?
Like a high rated drug addiction as well in the profession.
Dude, they fuck like rabbits,
one
man.
One for you and one for me.
Hell yeah, dude. They fuck a lot.
What are you?
They
talking
fuck
about?
Like crazy. I used to work at the hotel back in the day, what? And there was mad anesthesiologists. We had FBI.
No, those were prostitutes.
No.
I know you saw them with needles in their arms. Those were prostitutes.
They she had the scrubs on. She was good money.
Those are horse.
That's called a fetish, John. You know what's funny? If I wave my hand in front of, since Johnny can't see, if I wave my hand in front of his face like John Cena, his eyes don't move and he just looks like a corpse.
We're doing a show with a corpse dressed as John Cena. This is very odd.
I'm Things. Doing better than John Are Cena, you? And I like to think.
Are you? You think so?
I wasn't in the Marine. So I got that going.
You know,
for
he
me.
Got paid like $1 million.
Shit movie, though. Like, would you take the money or would you take credibility,
yes.
though?
Put me in the fucking the Fat Marine? Yeah. Put me in that movie.
Give the submarine goddamn. Sandwich?
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's a good. That's a keeper.
You know what?
Give that's the one me. We put on Facebook. That's the best of. Dana, cut that shit, buddy.
Give me that cash.
The submarine.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you guys.
You made my wish, big man.
Effeminate fucking thigh five to each other. You've really gotten weird with this with this fucking outfit you have on.
It's very good. I feel comfortable. I'm still hot though. The headband was a bad idea. This,
yeah, I think the whole heat. Thing was might have been a bad.
No,
idea.
No. I'm very. I feel mad brolic with these wristbands. Actually, I think I could lift you.
Brolic
on my shoulders. I
what
could
year
lift
is
you.
It?
What? Yeah. What year is this?
I'm feeling swole, son. I'm feeling
sure like, you sure you aren't a member of Crime Time?
I got the fucking Aki going right now. I think I can put you on my
you
shoulders.
You can't say brolic, dude. You gotta say swole.
Brolic, swole, Aki. I got a bunch of them.
You got your gains on, man.
You want to be my sugar stick, son? Put you on my shoulders,
you,
take you for a twirl?
What are you've turned weird and gay. I don't know what's happening.
How's that weird?
It's very strange that you're talking like this. And then you don't have your glasses good, on. It's fucking freaking me out.
Oh, I'm freaked out, too. I can't see you. I hear your voice.
Yeah.
I don't
just
know
put the fucking headband around your eyes like you're fucking snake
Is that
eyes.
Like that? No, there you go.
Yeah. And do the rest. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's like Bloodsport, son. Yeah.
It's like Daredevil, but way more illuminated.
I bet you I make more money than Daredevil.
What?
He's a lawyer.
And a fucking vigilante.
No, I'm saying the movie.
Well, vigilante doesn't pay.
That was a terrible
Unless you're crooked.
Then I guess you're a supervillain.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see like that. My eyeballs are sweating.
The
I can't
second
do it.
Season, that's coming out, right? Or is it out yet?
Daredevil. Yeah, no, it's coming out.
It actually looks kind of good. I didn't watch the first season. Was it good?
It was all right.
I heard Flash was this shit. I didn't check it out, though.
Why yeah, people like the Flash. I'm not watching any of those DC shows. They all look like a One Tree Hill with superpowers. I'm not
fucking
with
that. Yeah, but the dude from like Channel 2, the original Flash, is his dad in the fucking show. So I kind of want to check that out.
What do you think of this Batman vs. Superman movie coming out?
Looks like shit.
I think it could be good, but it probably won't.
You know, it's like almost 3 hours long.
What? Why?
That was my one problem with that last Superman movie is why was it 2 hours and 15 minutes? An hour and a half, that's all you need.
Nah.
My fucking problem. My problem with the Superman movie was I realized like... All Superman really like his main thing.
Yeah.
You know, I know he can.
He's a whack superhero.
He has laser beams coming out of his eyes or whatever. He just runs into people. That's like his fucking move. That's
well, that should be his fucking move though.
He's mad strong.
Yeah.
But like he doesn't like punch anyone. He just like runs into them.
He has punch like he punched like a what do you Darkseid he punched right?
Not in that movie.
Mm. Oh yeah, he got fucking Lex Luthor like
in the comic book. He learned some sort of weird Kryptonian
martial arts. Oh my god!
At some point in the comic book, because it's a fucking comic book. They're mostly terrible.
All right, be real here, because you read a shit ton of comics. I do. You're like the comic guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Superman, not the most.
I mean, he looks like it.
Well, but I assure you, people watching on the Gas Digital Network, I am not the comic book guy. It is Chris.
He's the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Well,
I'm the one on this show.
But better look.
But like you do hate everything also.
No, he doesn't.
The worst show ever.
I'm the comic book guy, but my skin's more yellow.
That cleanse just isn't working.
No, it's the jaundice and the hepatitis C are really looking bad. Yes, take a sip first. This is good.
Podcasting. Yeah, fuck it, man. It's fucking fantastic. I'm sweating hard, son.
You know, did you read this fucking Jared Fogle story?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's now he's gained what 30 pounds?
30 pounds
in,
Jared Fogle got busted.
Yes, for kiddie porn.
Got busted. Got busted for kiddie porn. Doing 15 and a half years, and
he got off light.
Seems like he did get off light because he was going like over state lines, banging young underage girls.
Yeah, that's federal shit right there, son.
I mean, he had a good lawyer to only get 15 years. I mean, only get 15 years. So he'll probably do 10, I guess.
Unless maybe even less. I mean, it depends. No, I thought he got way. Actually, Dana, can you look that up? I think he got less.
Yo, what's crazy?
I think he got like 6.
Wait a minute, didn't the kingpin start out like that?
He gave a settlement to a lot because the only victims they could find were like 16.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not like a priest or something. You know what I mean? Like the government doesn't care that much if you fuck a 16-year-old. So I think he just gave them each $100,000. And it reduced his sentence like really, really low.
He's made a shitload of money. Like, he's super rich from this fucking Subway.
Yeah.
He's fucking but now he's getting...
It could be a couple of things. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that Subway's good for losing weight. It could just mean that, like, he's stress eating in prison, mad tasty cakes and shit in the commissary.
Oh, he's
barely... Yes. Or, I mean, there's also the chance that, he's just not getting that cardio he was getting.
Well, what I'm saying on the outside. Do you think once he went in, he took all his fortune and just traded into cigarettes? Like, because you know what the currency is. You need them books, Daddy. You need your stamps.
They also call him Chomo. That's his new Chomo, meaning child molester.
Yes.
Slang for child molester in prison. And it's also Drunk Johnny's new name.
Fuck you, son.
Chomo over there.
Don't play that game.
Like you're dressed like John Cena to get closer to children.
No, not at all. I did it for my sick friend here. You have no parents. Creep, this is the closest you'll have to a dad right now. I want you to know that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So wait, do you need money to pay your gambling debts also?
All right. What's up, Dan? Tell us.
Jared got 15 years and 8 months, which is actually harsher than the 12 and a half years originally requested.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he did face up to 50, so I guess he dodged that bullet.
He ain't dodging that dick.
Original. No, I haven't heard that joke that he was getting fucked in prison.
No. I'm not making fucking sandwiches.
Would you make a 12-inch joke?
No, I can't tell.
Guess he's getting a
$5 foot long.
Foot long inside of himself.
Yeah, you get it?
I can't make that joke. Black Lives Matter. I watched the Oscars and shit. He's all right.
How was the Oscars? I didn't watch
that.
That
shit was terrible, son.
Despite being bedridden, I still didn't watch the Oscars.
The Oscars was more racist than it needed to be this year. They just kept parading it. They had Louis Gossett Jr. on there.
So?
Every young white boy's fucking friend from Iron Eagle franchise bullshit they had running. Terrible, son. He hasn't done anything in years.
I love that movie, Iron Eagle.
Yeah, I know.
Look up the plot to Iron Eagle. I think it was about a helicopter or something?
No, man. It's like some dude's son got killed in some firefight. Well, no, the kid's dad got killed, and Louis Gossett Jr. told him to wear the streets in the air or some shit like that.
It was just like weird.
It's crazy.
Era in New York, at least New York television. I'm sure it was all around the country too.
It was a movie.
I know WPIX 11 had like the Saturday afternoon or Sunday.
Hell yeah, they had the movies of Charlemagne on there.
Syndication movies.
I didn't know that was a real dude, man.
Well, movies that became cult classics just based on the fact that nobody saw them in the theater, so you can get the rights to them. Super
batteries
cheap.
Included, dog.
Yeah,
batteries not included is the name of that movie.
Is he
fucking drunk?
That was a porn, son. I'm sweating. I'm like, it's tight. This is
headband. He's got the headband over one eye now.
No more booze for Johnny during the show.
It's like if Odin was John Cena.
It took 3 shows for me to fucking ban this thing.
I feel like Snake.
But I can keep drinking.
You can keep drinking until you can listen.
You have to numb that foot, dog.
We can all drink until we have a bad show while drinking.
You want me to ask the boss if he has like witch hazel in his fucking bathroom cabinet?
For my foot?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
why would I need that?
I don't know. You look like you're in pain, bro.
It does hurt. I mean,
look at him. He sounds like a bitch right now.
What's painting me more is looking at you.
Don't look.
All right, Dana.
Close your eyes, bro.
Johnny, please. Dana's trying to talk to us about Louis Gossett Jr.
Go for it.
That's true. Okay, so his dad like the main guy, his dad was in the Air Force. He wanted to follow in his footsteps. Uh-huh. He was rejected from the Air Force. In the meantime, his father, who was still in the military, was shot down.
Yeah!
Calm down.
Somewhere. Okay, over Arab... okay. He's over the Mediterranean. So the dude has to go take matters into his own hands to get him back.
Oh, so he has to save his father. This is Iron Eagle?
Sure. I only read like four sentences.
No, that's fine. This is the, I don't remember that at all.
But there was like three of them, right? Yeah, it was like a franchise, man.
And then there was Delta Force, right? That was Chuck.
Chuck Norris, bitch ass. Hurting that coke game.
Chuck Norris is so tough.
You know what? He could have stopped the snowman, though.
Chuck Norris is so tough, he fucked my wife. You like that one, Johnny? You like
that? Was gold, son.
Chuck Norris is so tough, he beat six rape charges. Most of these jokes deal with sex.
I thought they were all going to be Jared Fogle jokes.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Just I mean, Chuck Norris is so tough, he blew Jared Fogle in prison. This doesn't even make any sense.
He took that 30 pounds off with cum juice on it.
They're just like fucking with him and Joe's like...
Well, they're calling him fucking Chomo.
Call every child molester that, though?
I don't think so. I think they reserve that for him specifically. I've never heard it.
If you're in the prison with Jared Fogle and you're like the other child molesters or whatever, you must be so happy that
all right, like they'll tag team him, like, right, one dude fucks him, and then another dude jumps in and be like, yo, you owe me 50 cents for this extra meat. You think they do shit like that?
Oh, man. Yes, of course they're doing fucking sandwich jokes. Of course they are.
Just like, you like that sweet onion sauce?
Yeah. You know, ranch, etc.
In your mouth, motherfucker.
In your mouth, yeah. You got him, Johnny. You got him, buddy.
You shit.
Did you drink before you came here tonight?
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
If you scream, we'll turn you into a veggie delight.
There you go.
How does that work? You put meat
in. You make him a vegetable, you put him into a coma.
No, that don't make
sense. With your dick. Coma.
All right, yeah, there you go. That works. You got to fuck him into a vegetable. All right.
Jack, it's very good. No more booze for you, Johnny, during the show.
I think it was holding the shit in, letting it loose. That's when the alcohol just exhaled everywhere.
Was there... Hold on.
First of all, you just said a word that's not a word.
What, exhaled?
Exhaled or whatever?
Exhaled?
Was there ever a shit?
Did take a nice shit. I should have flushed. You can go look at it right now. I didn't flush.
Our fucking boss is here flushing, dude. Seriously.
I flushed.
Look at this guy. I'm lying. Lying all the time. Trying to make us look bad.
Peppermint fucking hand soap. That's the best shit ever.
Oh, boy. All right, you're listening to High Society Radio on the Gas Digital Network. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, excuse me.
Lewis, I want the intro back, Lou.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Hefe.
I mean, if we get the intro back, we might have to make some other concessions. It's just that's all I'm saying.
Like what? Like,
I don't know.
Popcorn, listen, soda, whatnot? We probably should. What? Oh, you like that one?
We probably,
I did. It threw me off.
We probably should have read the... contract.
There's a contract?
I didn't sign shit, man.
I mean, you guys were pretty drunk, but...
Did you forge my signature, motherfucker?
No, you guys definitely signed that contract.
I signed everything.
Remember when we were celebrating, like, woo, new deal, woo, yeah, and you got real drunk. And then you remember when Lewis showed up, like, really late and gave us a contract?
Oh, no.
Was that what he was like, yo, put BXJ on this? I thought it was like, yo, for the wall and shit.
He was like, you can't just sign with an X. It's not the 1800s. You just do a B and a J surrounding.
I was sober and I signed that. I still don't know what I signed. I fucking barely, like... What did people even use?
Are we chomos right now? Did Luis J. Gomez chomo us?
There's one chomo here. It's the guy dressed as a fucking chomo.
Yeah.
Is that you? Ric Flair wannabe, motherfucker?
I'm wearing a collared shirt. I want to be Ric Flair.
Why you got the V-neck, though? Button it up all the way, son.
It's fucking hot in here, bro.
Oh, is it? So I'm not fucking crazy. No. It's not just the headband.
No, you're not crazy. You're just drunk. Are crazy also. What do you sign anymore? I guess what? You're like checks and like receipts. Right?
Yeah, to sign any credit card thing, yeah.
Wait, are we getting paid for this? I haven't seen any money
yet.
No,
I'm just
it all goes into my account. It's fine.
Well, you're the best person with money here. I want all the money to go through you. You know how terrible I am with cash?
Yeah.
I can only get a JCPenney card.
The Patreon experiment.
Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Dollar pizza party.
And then Twitter.com/HS Radio Show. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
New trash shitty dog.
Jesus Christ. You're killing me tonight, Johnny.
I'm sorry.
Taking this pen and shoving it into my throat.
I don't want to do that.
And I'm bleeding out.
He's going to be the Marine with PTSD by the time he finishes
the submarine.
That beer.
I want to AA all your problems, son. Just put them on my shoulders, dog. Just...
What? And then what? You fucking F5 it?
No. Attitude adjustment.
Attitude adjustment. What a shitty name for a fucking...
He had to. It used to be the FU, but they corporized the shit out of that motherfucker.
Corporized?
Is that a word?
No.
Corporated?
And they incorporated with Yeah,
John Cena Inc.
John Cena Inc. like a motherfucker.
Oh boy,
I feel dirty wearing this. I should have some Conan shit on. I could get my other shirt just buttoned.
It's funny that he wasn't drunk until he put on the John Cena gear.
Yeah, it got.
He's drunk with the power of John Cena.
I mean, he drank
just reverse John Cena.
He drank. You pounded that 22 actually pretty goddamn quickly. You opened that in the middle of the show. Yeah, it's a 22 of Stella. Yes.
They put shit in him.
This is getting sad now.
I'm good.
I just feel sad. All right.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, fucking Jared hit. All right. So his name's Chomo now. He's doing 15 and a half years. And yep. Like his boy, how many years did his boy get? Like the guy who ran his foundation, the guy like apparently put him on.
He got 12 though, I thought, right, Dana?
No. She said the 12 years came from, that's what Fogel's lawyers want him to do. Oh. 15 and a half. No, his boy who apparently put him on to the child molestation game.
Oh, that was his hookup for fucking kid's ass, apparently, you piece of shit.
What?
Hope Wait,
who
you
are you
die.
Talking to?
Oh, the that dude, guy. The pedophile.
He's staring into the camera as you say
that. Hell yeah, son.
You are a fucking mess.
I'm good. Fuck you, pedophiles.
That's good.
There's no high society pedophile listeners.
Oh, fuck.
R.I.P. Jizzes, right? You pedophile.
Jared Fogel, co-conspirator, got 27 years.
Damn.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm saying damn. He deserves it.
Yeah, like
I probably deserves more because he was like he was distributing.
He was funneling that ass to him, son. What a piece of shit.
You're drunk. You're fucking sad. This goddamn show's going off the rails. Jesus H. Christ. I swear to God, episode 4 is going to be a lot fucking more on the rails. Wait, right? That's it. Perfect. I'm making a lot of sense right now.
Yeah, we're going on YouTube right now. It's good. Shout out to all the single ladies on YouTube.
What's happening with Bitcoin? What's happening with Bitcoin? Because I heard it was like crashing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the price is going down, and the time between transactions has gone from like 10 minutes to 45 minutes. So it's kind of the Bitcoin experiment might be on its way out.
No. Explain that to me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a big deal. Like when you wire money, right?
It's not convenient.
When you convert money, it should be very quick. You know, 10 minutes is even a long time.
You're just rambling like a crazy person.
So
I get this part too.
You get this part. The thing should be quick.
No. I get the part for the. That's what I was gonna ask you. The 45 minutes, is that because they're background checking motherfuckers now?
No, it's not. It's just that the network needs an overhaul. You know, it's a lot of guys mining in their house, and that's running the entire blockchain.
Oh shit!
So it just somebody needs to step in, or I mean. Something just needs to change, and
should it be us? Should we be the people to step in and change Bitcoin?
I mean, I think this is the point where we start to be like, well, it's a good thing we didn't invest in Bitcoin. We just told people.
Yeah, it's starting to get fucked. It kind of.
It's about time we Jim Cramer our way out of here.
I could have got in at $4. Oh wait, I made a bad financial decision. That's a huge fucking surprise. Why can't I be good with money? I'm such a fuck up. What's the price of Bitcoin right now? I say we fucking get in now.
No way, that shit's gonna crash.
Johnny, I'm the financial advisor of this show. We're getting into Bitcoin.
I trust you.
Data, how much fucking money is Bitcoin at right now?
The only person ever thrown out of an OTB is the financial advisor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, son. That takes some work, bro.
No OTB can hold me.
Yeah.
What?
They died.
Okay, so one Bitcoin equals $419.02.
Sounds how like did it's time to fucking get in, bro.
Do you know what, though? That makes sense. If it went up, it's probably because they have more secure investments. They have to be fucking like checking these guys, right?
Well, I think there's just less speculation on it right now. That was
Johnny. It has nothing to do with background checks. It's just how long it takes to transact.
Why is it taking like 35 more minutes,
he's
though?
He's trying to explain to you, and you're all right, not
go
listening.
Ahead, dog. Go ahead.
No, it's just there's just too much traffic on the chain now. There's just too much traffic.
So you're saying there's too many people using it?
The government did pass a law a few years ago. Like, if you want to be an exchange, you can't just buy, like, you can't just sell Bitcoin now. Like, you have to register with the SEC.
That's what I asked you. Bitcoin doesn't answer the SEC, though, right?
They do. People who exchange dollars for Bitcoin actually do have to do that.
Holy
if you
shit.
Want a Bitcoin investment account,
knew.
You actually have to register it as an investment account the same way you would an IRA or something.
We're going to register our Bitcoin account tonight, and we're going to fucking make
that
money.
We're buying kind of fucking high on that market, though.
We're going to buy one Bitcoin and see where this thing is.
Ain't no Chomo's here, son.
No, there's one right there in front of me.
No,
there's Chomo
all,
right there. It's Bronx Chomo Johnny.
No,
Juan Senior.
Juan Senior.
Juan Senior.
Oof. Oh boy, you're a very strange dude, and you're pissed drunk.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. That's the problem.
Fuck it. We all have problems, son. I just don't bring them to the show.
The bad Santa of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Juan Senior.
Yeah, I would fuck the shit out of a single mother and fucking Make-A-Wish.
You think John Cena pipes out to single moms with the dying kids?
Yeah, son.
You think John Cena really just wants like a sad fuck like that?
I'm
like,
gonna tell you, not that even, son. You know rich. What he does? He puts a fucking like old U.S. spinner belt that they sell at Toys R Us. Has him lay on him like, I want that title. Bang! Just starts fucking.
Just like, but why?
Well, he can't get the world title right now, so he understands it's a U.S. title. He has to fuck.
But that's how he gets off. Is like he just.
Oh yeah, he's not marrying that Bella twin, son. You know that. She knows it.
Who's he married? He's married to a Bella twin?
No. That would be the option. That's what the E wants to do. He's not going to marry her. He's fucking porn stars and dead fucking kids' mothers and shit. That's what John Cena does. Allegedly. I don't want to get sued.
Are you sure about that, though?
Like, I'm saying allegedly because I'm leaving it 50-50 to Paul.
I don't think John Cena would sue you. He doesn't seem like the type to narc on a guy, you know?
No, he does.
He's knee-deep in these streets.
Wait,
I heard he had fucking Whitey Bulger fucking caught, son.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there. He's a Boston guy, right?
Can you look up on eBay how much a Stop Snitching t-shirt is? Because I want to buy them all for the show. One for you. One for Chris. One for Chomo. One for Ralph Sutton.
Go
for Luis
J.
Gomez. One for me. One for Dave Smith. Everybody. I want everyone to have fucking Stop
Snitching. For the entire network.
For the entire network. And they should be just like hanging. We should get, first of all, I heard Ralph's putting in lockers. So we could fucking, we'll just hang up our shit.
Oh, so we'll have like a locker room. We could have like banter. Yeah. You know, like we can snap towels at each other.
If
or something.
We want.
What?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Like a high school wrestler.
I want white ones. How much are white ones? Or red with white lettering on it. This is how I envision it in my brain. You know, this is how I see it. I'm a visual guy.
We get a whitewash of Black Movement, though.
There we go. Oh, right. Go up.
Oh, shit.
Go up, Dana.
Stay woke, Johnny. Stay woke.
No, that red one. That red one. Down,
oh,
down.
Oh, shit.
Stop. What's that say? Does it say stop snitching?
No, so far just
right,
the black
just,
one.
Just throw the black one. Give it to me. How much?
It's like 22 and change.
All right, we're gonna drop a couple $100.
Did we just witness a slave auction?
I don't know
the
what
black
that
one,
was.
Whatever that costs. Just
fuck you, Officer Rendon.
Is it just one, or you get multiple ones?
Oh, that's a kid's one. Hang on.
Oh, it's perfect for Chomo.
No, go fuck yourself, son.
God, Chomo,
you really gotta like stop making that joke. Though I have a job entitled to this shit.
Well, you're the one who decided to get drunk and drunk.
I know they're going to fire him from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Apparently, I don't feel like my dreams have come true tonight.
You did. You smiled, son. Your foot looks better. It smells less worse than when you came in.
Does it smell? Does the foot smell?
Oh, it smells bad. I smell it over here, so you don't smell it.
I don't smell it.
You ever smelled bad pastrami? Kind of smells like that.
I've eaten bad pastrami.
Oof.
You might be out of luck with these shirts unless you want to pour yourself into the child sizes. For now.
Only children. Come on.
Surprisingly, they have a surplus of child size.
I'm gonna keep it
G with you. Yeah.
That's shocking. No, the corner boys want to wear these anymore. just Google stop snitching t-shirt. We're just gonna fucking try and find them online through old fashioned Google.
Old fashioned Google.
I'm gonna get fucking Chipokemon t-shirt. That's right. I like Shoe. I like Roostor. I like Choo Choo Nesme.
Definitely Snorlax.
That's a fucking chin Pokemon, dude. Not a Pokemon.
I thought it was a regular Pokemon.
All right, perfect. How much does that cost?
$30, bro.
All right, show everyone that's watching. Show them what that T-shirt's going to look like.
A white T-shirt, though.
Oh, wait a minute.
We get some pit stain action going on.
Yeah, we're going to get a bunch of them, dude.
No. Get the one and send it to Jared.
I doubt there's a copyright on it. That could be part of our merch.
We can buy. That's good.
Nah, yo, let's send it to Jared. Let's rub baby oil on his shirt and send it to Jared. Get fucked up.
What?
Who's they'll beat the shit out of him in jail, son.
They're not gonna let him wear a stop snitching t-shirt.
No, but you send it to him with baby oil on it, he'll get fucking like aroused off it, and it'll, the image.
Look how Johnny's just saying random hood references that
piece
he assumed the rest of us know.
Johnny,
throw a fluffer nutter at Jared.
Johnny's just talking crazy. He's gone. You're gone, right?
It's like, mad hot,
your
son.
Mind isn't here.
It's like 90 degrees.
Jared's
here,
just
son.
Pissed that this Uzi Susie doesn't feel like a 16-year-old vagina. We're going to throw out prison references and hope people cross-reference it and figure out what the fuck we're talking about.
You should know prison fucking.
This train,
I mean, I do.
This train wreck of a show is a winding up. winding down, rather. I apologize for Johnny's drunkenness.
How am I
and
drunk?
His chomo,
I'm good money,
behavior.
Son.
Episode 4 on the Gas Digital Network of High Side Rail will be less drunk and more sober. I promise. Look.
I'm not drunk.
I know you're not drunk. You're just enjoying a cocktail.
Hear that. Look at
that. That's a beer. That's not a cocktail.
Take that.
Oh, I caught this,
there you go.
This wristband from the crowd.
Hell yeah, son.
Now you're a chomo, bro. We're all chomos.
Take also this one. This is where the power comes from, bro. Put it on.
Okay, now Johnny's taking his clothes off.
I just want to say thanks again to Luis J. Gomez for helping us up with that great new intro.
Yeah, I'm going to be having I'm going to have a long talk with Gomez.
We're not keeping that. No way, son.
Yeah, if you want to look over that contract again, it's airtight.
It's airtight, right, motherfucker?
Yeah. Airtight, like the kind of pussy Jared Fogle.
Oh, God. Don't
make it's the Gas Digital Network. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com for all that merch. We'll have some soon. I mean, I guess we're going to have Stop Snitching t-shirts because they're coming back in a big way.
We can't do the size, though. Our listening base is not that size.
Our Twitter is twitter.com/HS.
We're looking at XLing up, man.
Twitter.com/HS Radio Show. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. High Society Radio on Instagram. And I want to end the show today with a Misfit song, Horror Business.
Yeah, son.
For no apparent reason. So let's bump it up, Dana. We're out. Louder!
Yeah.
Yeah, louder!
There's still mics on. Stop.